Good morning, it's Michael Nobbs from Sustainably Creative here with the 330th One Thing Today micro podcast. It's Friday, the 5th of October, and every couple of weeks, this podcast, which goes out free to Sustainably Creative members every weekday, is available for free here on the site. If you'd like to listen to the podcast every weekday, then just click on the members link at the top of the page if you're listening to this on the website, or visit www.sustainablycreative.com/members to find out more. Today is a very, very chilly day here in Wales. I'm sitting in my studio with a large cup of coffee, feeling rather groggy. I was sleeping not so well last night. I woke up at about 3 o'clock in the morning and didn't really get back to sleep again until about six, and had to be awake again this morning. So, not feeling my best today, but never mind. This week, I've been writing a blog post about the idea of discipline, which is something I find it rather difficult to think about and to write about. So it's taken me quite a while to get the blog post written. And actually, the way I'm feeling this morning, not really feeling like I wanted to do very much. The blog post feels even more kind of pertinent, I suppose. And what I've been writing about is the idea that if we want to get our important work done, we need to set some time aside to do it, and we need to be reasonably disciplined about doing that. And the problem for me with the idea of discipline, particularly the word discipline, is that it feels very kind of unallowing and inflexible. And if, like me, you're someone with very limited energy, then you'll know that inflexibility isn't a great thing. There are times that you need to kind of be a little allowing. However, what I've sort of been realising about discipline, at least for me, over the last few weeks that I've been thinking about it, is that it's really about being firm, but being firm within what's possible. And that's what I've been writing about this week. I'm hoping that the blog post will be ready for next week. I'm hoping to make a little video to go with it. So do visit the site next week, and hopefully my thoughts will be a little more formed than they are now. But what I'm kind of taking away from what I've been thinking about the last few weeks is that I just need to learn to trust myself. I need to learn to trust that I'll be a good judge of what's possible, and not push myself beyond what's possible. And so discipline for me needs to have that kind of quality in it, that kind of flexible quality that allows me to make the right choice for what's possible, I suppose. And for me, over the last 18 months or so, these podcasts have been the thing that have taught me, I think, about discipline, about being firm, but also being firm within what's possible. I record these podcasts every weekday, and I have done now for well over a year. I think it probably is getting on for 18 months now since I started recording them. And whilst there are days like today when I'm feeling very tired, I generally still record the podcast. There are days when I really am not up to it, and I think part of learning to trust ourselves is to accept those days and to recognise those days. But today isn't one of those days. Today is a day that I'm a little tired, but I can still record the podcast. So I'm out here recording the podcast with my cup of coffee, and then I think not doing too much for the rest of the day. So, as always, I hope that you can find one small thing to do to move your creative life on a little. Today, for me, that is the podcast. I am hoping, as I'm writing about in the blog post, to add kind of another kind of discipline to my day, a writing discipline to my day, as well as the podcast. But not today. I'm still kind of playing around the edges with that. But for today, my one thing is the podcast, and I hope you can find one thing to do today to move your creative life on a little. Have a lovely day. I shall be back for members on Monday. Have a lovely weekend, and back with another free podcast in 2 weeks. And do visit the site next week to check out the blog post on discipline. Have a lovely weekend. Have a lovely couple of weeks if you're not a member. And as I say, if you want to become a member, click on the members link at the top of the page. Take care. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.